It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
I don't know if you've heard, but Dana Carvey is on the loose.
So, we're dealing with aging. We're also all, a lot of us, dealing with parenting. I'm a dad. That's my main job, my main identity. And dads today are different. You might have noticed. Parents are different. We're more involved. We're more touchy-feely. We're more their friends. Today's dad at the park. You've seen him with the toddler. Gregers. What did we agree to? Let's use our inside voices. Let's use our inside voices. What happened to shut the f*** up? And they would just tell you what to do. You have to negotiate with kids now. You know, you'd say, get your butt in the tub right now. Today, you have to pitch it. One parent pitches the idea. The other parent sucks in air and acts excited. The two-parent technique. Gregers, time for your bath. A bath. But it's funny when you have teenagers, they give you that teen patronizing, stuttering attitude, you know? They barely have patience for me because I'm like a clown, you know? Would you open up to Bozo? Would you tell your darkest secrets to Ronald McDonald? We have a young man there. You know what I'm talking about. Because my kids were going down this concrete embankment on skateboards. I had the audacity to say, hey, guys, maybe you should wear your helmets. And they're like that teenage thing going, Dad, it's okay, okay? Dad, it's all right. Dad, chill. Okay? Just chill. Dad, we don't need helmets, okay? We don't need helmets, okay? Because we don't get hurt, all right? Okay? You know that, Adam. So I'm watching them all day. Later on, I'm drinking a beer. They go, Dad, are you getting drunk? And I go, son, I don't get drunk, okay? I'm just having a beer, okay? Because I'm at the age where I just want to turn into Al Pacino once and just say, let me tell you something. Come here. You don't know what I know. You son of a bitch. And I would do it, but they would go, Dad, you're not Al Pacino, okay? That's really cute, Dad. Okay. And they say, seriously, dude, a lot. I love that when their friends sit around, they just say, seriously, dude, nothing else for like 40 seconds. Seriously, dude. Seriously, dude. No, dude, seriously. Dude. Seriously, dude. And the music, I grew up with Hendrix. I grew up with Zeppelin. I didn't think anyone or any music could shock me. They put in this satanic music. I wasn't ready for it. Dad, check this out. It's like, I'm gonna skin you alive and wear you like a hat. You're gonna die and bleed, you bitch. I'm like, that's good. I like that song. That's good. I like it. Yeah, it's got a really good beat, and the lyrics are really concise and stuff. You know where he's going. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Can I put in one of mine? I put mine in. It's like, oh, man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
Dana Carvey doing a special show at the Ice House Wednesday night. Tell him you heard it in Laughter at 45 After on The Sound.